paragraph Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas shvuas shenikra atzeres. This is tied into the holiday of Shavuos, of which one of the names of Shavuos in the Torah is, it's called Atzeres. Atzeres means knishu, gathering in, va'asifa. That's the Hebrew word, the Aramaic and Hebrew word. Hainu b'chinas sheloikeach u'ma'aseif hanefoshes. This refers to the avoida of the tzaddik in gathering up these souls. This is part of what plays a major role in Shavuos, in receiving the Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Dahinu Kabbalah Satorganam. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach shekoidim l'Shavuos shehu hachonel Kabbalah Satorah b'Shavuos. And this is why we have Pesach before Shavuos. Pesach is a preparation for Shavuos. Ki Pesach hu b'chinas Avraham ish hachesed. Because we know that the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, correspond to the three Avos HaKadoshim. Pesach is Avram Avinu. That's why, what is the Haggadah that we see on Pesach begin with? Kol Dichven Yesev Yechel, Kol Ditzra Yesev. Anyone hungry, please come. We want guests. That's why in Klal Yisrael, you find people have big seders. You know, that's one of the times of the year where even those people who usually don't invite guests, or don't invite that many guests, oh, for the Seder, we had 25 people, you know, because Pesach is Avraham Ish HaChesed, the man of Hachnosis Orchim, of Tzedakah and Chesed. Shezeh b'chinas Ruach Nediva. This is the concept of a generosity. B'chinas Tzedakah, the concept of Tzedakah, charity, Shal Yodo, Meshabrin, Taivas Momoim. To the degree that a person is zoche to give Tzedakah properly, to that degree it helps him be zoche to cure the taivas momen inside of him, that he should be focused, he should have the proper understanding and appreciation for money, to be able to know exactly how to put it in its right place and how to use it properly, and not get hurt by it in any way. And with zoicha, we said that when you break taivas momen, then you're zoicha to draw this hashgach on yourself, you're zoicha to draw a new Torah. This is also the reason why we eat matzah on Pesach specifically. Ki matzah hi b'chinas tzedakah. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, b'maimar sholu es Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, simenun zayin b'makom acher. This Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 57 in Likutei Moran. I don't want to go into it now because it's a big, big topic there. But there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about chometz versus matzah. And he speaks about fasting versus Achila Shabbos. And he also speaks about the concept of tzedakah and different levels of tzedakah. And he shows that one level of tzedakah could be related to chametz, but the real tzedakah corresponds to matzah. He explains it over there. Valkein zochuos l'rechush godoil. And now you can understand also why on Pesach is when Klal Yisrael was zeche to incredible wealth, the wealth of Egypt. Dahainu ashirus digdusha shezeichen al yidei shviras taivas momayim. This refers to a holy wealth which a person is zeche when he's zeche to break taivas momayim, when he's zeche to give tzedakah properly, and he has money in the right place in his life. Then Hashem's ready to bless that person with real wealth. Bechinas smach zvulun b'tzeisecho, as the pasuk says about zvulun, that zvulun were the supporter, were the ones who used their money the right way. They had a connection with Yisachar, a partnership, and they made sure to enable Yisachar to study Torah. They themselves also studied Torah, the Bnei Zvulun, but they were especially, they used their money for Hashem's kavod, for Torah. Kemavur Shamba Maimar Nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Toriyud Gimel, Ubemaimar Tziviso Tzedek Edoi Secha, Simen Chav Gimel. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 23 in the first half of Likud Imran, Sheikr Ashirus Toloi Beshviras Taivas Mamayim. That the true wealth is dependent on how successful a person is in breaking his Taivas Mamayim. Bebechinas Ezehu Oshir. How is a person zeche to ashirus? When he's happy with what he has. He shows the proper das regarding money. Then Hashem says, ho, this guy I can trust with a million, with a billion, because I see he knows what money is. He's been zecher to cure the taivas moment inside of himself, and he has the opposite. He has respect. He understands that the purpose of money is to be mechabed Hashem, to do Hashem's rotzlin, to bring kovoy to Hashem, to talmidei chachamim, to Torah. So again, exactly. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh b'chinas oimer soyrim u'sfiro shemaschilin tekev b'yoyim sheni shel Pesach. With this, we could also understand the korban that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the korban oimer, minchas oimer, of barley, a certain measure of barley, and also the counting that begins from that second day of the oimer. Shehu hachono v'haschol kabbalas haTorah b'yom chamishim. This is all a preparation and a beginning of the process of receiving the Torah on the 50th day, on Shavuos. Ki isa shom b'maimer anal, because Rabbein Ezel explains in Torah Yud Gimel, shehachochom anal malaket hanefosho is toivois, dahainu horetzoino is toivois, shenimtsu b'kol echod, v'gam malaket hanefosho is horetzoino she'enom toivim. Rabbein Ezel explains over there that the tzaddik has the ability to gather up the good desires of his people, of his talmidim, of all the people he's dealing with, and even their not-so-good desires, that tzaddik gathers them up and packages it and makes something beautiful out of it. We know that the word desire, rotzayn, is also another word for desire is nefesh. We find in the beginning of Parshas Chayisorah, where Ephron says to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu says to the Bnei Ches, Im yeshes nafshechem, likbor es meisi, if you want to help me bury my wife, and he uses the word nefesh to mean rotzayn. So those two are synonymous. So Rab Nosson says here, nimtza buch, exactly. So the tzaddik gathers up the nefoshois and the ritzainois, the good ones and the bad ones. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, orisi moiri imbesami. I gathered up the moir, which in this case is being used to refer mar, bitterness, and the besomim, the bosom, the perfume. Sheze bechinas arye shebenefesh. Rabbein Ezel, in that chapter in the Ketubot, explains the Merkava of Hashem, the four images on the throne of Hashem. The arye, the lion, is one of them. The word arye is associated with this word orisi, to gather up. Dahainu shemalaket moras nefesh. Bechinas v'nafsho morolo, dahainu haritzainois she'enam toivim shel taivas olam hazeh, meaning that the tzaddik gathers up the bitterness of the nefesh, meaning that nafsho morolo, meaning the ritzainois that are not so good, the desires that a person has for olam hazeh. The tzaddik gathers that up together with besami, im harotzain hatoiv, shemal areach toiv, together with the good desires that give forth a very good aroma, a sweet aroma. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Yud Gimel, where Rabbein Ezel explains this. V'zeh b'chinas oimer so'irim. This is tied into the korban oimer of barley. Shehu korban mi'maychel behema. This korban is being brought from a grain that's more associated with animals than with humans, called maychel behema. Haynu shemalin u'meinif namrimim kol hanefoshois v'horetzoinois she'enam toivim, she'naflo l'taivas habehemius. This refers to the avoida of the tzaddik in gathering up and elevating our not-so-good desires, our animalistic desires, the taivas of olam hazeh, which are called behemius, she'im b'chinas moras nefesh, which are referred to as the bitterness of the nefesh. Exactly. V'alkein hu haschola v'hachono l'kabbalas haTorah. And this is why this korban oimer is part of the beginning and preparation for kabbalas haTorah. Ki kabbalas haTorah tolui bozeh kanal. Because kabbalas haTorah is dependent on this. We said before that before the tzaddik can bring down a flow of Torah, he has to gather up the nefoshos, the different types of nefoshos, and go rise up with them, elevate them together with himself. That's step one. Step two is to bring down a flow of Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas oimer so'irim, and now he's going to give another explanation of this oimer so'irim, Shepirish Rabbein Ezel b'mokam acher, which Rabbein Ezel writes in Torah Yud, in the first half of Likut Imran, where he says there that the word oimer is two words, ayin, moir. ayin represents the 70 interpretations of the Torah. And moir represents morus, malchus, which is from the Torah. I'm sorry, I think this might be in Torah nun vov. It's mentioned, I think, in both places, in two different contexts. Okay. Hainu b'chinas ha-Torah shehi shivim ponim shemekablim al yidei b'chinas orisi moiri imsomi. Again, the ayin of Omer refers to the Torah, and the moir refers to this process of gathering up the moiri and the psami, the bitterness and the sweet, the bad ritzinus and the good ritzinus. Sheze b'chinas oimer soirim kanal. Vize b'chinas sfira. And this is also the concept of counting, that after we bring that korban, we start a count. Day one, day two. Shemiyoim hoimer maschina lisper. From the day that the korban oimer is brought, that's when we start counting. Sheze b'chinas asifas velikut hanafoshois. Shenoflu, this is the concept of gathering up those souls that have fallen. Sha'anu oiskim b'mei asfira b'chol yom v'yom lalaktom alakabtsam. Throughout the Yemei Asfira, each and every day we're involved in gathering up those souls. Lahaviyom tachas hamispor v'haminyan. To bring them into a count. To organize them so that they can be counted. So that none of them should go lost, you know, and blown away or anything. This is the whole concept of when a person counts something. Person's traveling with his family, him and his 12 kids, and they have 34 suitcases. And every time they make a move, he says, stop, count, 1, 2, 3, 12 kids. Count, suitcases, 1, 2, 3, 34. The count is to ensure that nothing will go lost. Counting is like gathering up. Counting is a way of putting a string around all of them so that you're holding it all firmly in your hand. Ki hadovor hamispazer v'nitcha einoy tachas haminyan. Because something that's strewn about, when a person drops a bag of oranges and they scatter and they splatter all over the place, That's not tachas haminyan. Ki nehepach minyonam amisporam al yidei apizurish and espazru v'nafoitza b'rabkanas oretz. Because through them becoming dispersed and spread out in all four directions, you lose count. You can't count. It's suddenly the count is gone. Aval achshov onu mekayim mitzvah sfira. But what we're doing when we're counting the days is we're showing that we're not strewn about. We're in the process of gathering everything in and counting it, logging everything, you know, tracking, organizing, formatting everything. Lelaktom ulekaptsam ulohviyam tachas hasfira v'aminyan. To gather them up and bring them within the count, shelo yeyoder echad mehem, that nothing goes lost. Another word for this is bookkeeping. Person has all kinds of stuff going on. And unless they do a count, unless they make a cheshbon, they're everywhere. I'm all over the place. When they make an accounting, suddenly everything is accounted for. Nothing goes lost. You know, that's how many times people retrieve money that they didn't even know about, but by making a cheshbon, they sit down and start making a count, and so, oh, I forgot about that. I forgot this person owes me money. I forgot all kinds of things. Ki hanitzutzois v'hanefoshois hein hein hayomim v'amidois. Because when we speak about sparks of Kedusha, or when we speak about Jewish souls or Jewish ritzinois, that's synonymous with days. And that's synonymous with the midois, chesed, gvura, teferes. Ki kulam yoitzim mibichinas shiva yomim, sheva midois, ki yadua. Because all the souls and all the sparks of Kedusha all come forth from the seven spheroids, from Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, which are tied into the 7 days, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, you know, the count. V'alkein, al yedei sfiras hayomim, mekaptzin nefoshes kanal. And therefore, by counting the days, that's synonymous with counting the souls and gathering up the souls. V'chol zeh ayidei b'chinas oimer soirim. And how did we start the whole process? How did we turn on the switch? With that korban oimer of barley, shehu b'chinas orisi moiri kanal, which shows that we're gathering in the negative, the behemius, the barley. We're including the barley in the equation, which is the behemius, which is the bad ritzinais. V'alkein soifrin lo oimer. And this is why when we count those days, each time we attach the number to the oimer. Yom echot lo omer. Yom shnei yomim lo omer. Shloshimim lo omer. V'alkein mispalelemoz yoiducho amim. And this is why one of the paragraphs that we say after we make the bracha on the omer is lamnatzeach benegino ismiz moshir, where there we say that all the nations will praise you, Hashem. Dahainu sheyalu kol hanefoshos vanitzutzos mibein ho'amim. This means that we're going to be successful in gathering up all of those sparks of Kedusha, even those that have gone out of bounds, that have gone out of Klal Yisrael and gone into the other nations. We're going to succeed in gathering them in. The whole concept of Gerim, Balei Tshuva, we're going to be able to gather them in. V'yashuvu elav, they will return to Hashem, they'll do Tshuva. V'yoydu oysa yisborach, and they will praise, they'll give praise to Hashem. V'azai b'shavuos, oz nisasfim kulam. And it's on Shavuos that this process is completed, where all of them are gathered in together. That's why Shavuos is called Atzeres. La'atzur means la'asof, to gather up.